TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Driving with DeMarco. My name is Greg DeMarco. You can find me on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg. Of course, Driving with DeMarco is part of the ChairShot Radio Network, which is presented in conjunction with thechairshot.com, where we remind you to always use your head. Now, you can also head over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up your very own chair shot t-shirt. We've actually started tweeting those out daily now, so people can see where you can get those and different designs. We'll rotate through those and just trying to set up a good little schedule for some things. And that's where this edition of Driving with DeMarco comes into play, because I haven't done one of these in forever. Now, when I started this back in April, it was an idea that I had during the long commute home from work that I would dedicate some of that time to you. And I did it for a good solid month, and then things went crazy. Coincided with the end of the school year for my kids, which really changes, kind of flips life upside down a little bit schedule wise. Then things went nuts at the workplace, ended up getting promoted, and still in that new position, which is very exciting. That saw some changes because my boss then resigned, and so my role has changed quite a bit over the last few weeks and months, or month now. And it's just been nuts. It's been crazy, and that's taken me away from this. However, the commute still exists. You're still riding with me down the Interstate 10 on the way to work, and that's what we're doing here today. I can't even tell you what episode number this is. I don't want to get it wrong, as I've done before, so I'm not going to do that. But there are three kind of lost episodes at this point that I've recorded that are still relevant that I will put out for you here soon, as soon as I can. And Driving with DeMarco will probably be, I don't know if it'll be once a day. I'm not exactly sure how this is going to work. It is Monday. I don't know if you'll actually get this until Tuesday, depending on how I upload and release. Because basically, I can't do anything for the website at work now. There's very little bit that I can do for the website at work now outside of social media. So for that reason, I need to you know, kind of change the release schedule just a little bit. However, it's still going to happen. We'll still get it done. We just got to, like I said, just got to make a few changes to the old schedule. Just drove by a car that, ain't looking too good, man. That thing looks like it took a hell of a hit to the side. The westbound side of the interstate is quite backed up now from a huge accident. Eastbound's trucking along okay. We're going to get to work early, which is nice. My kids, for those of you who are listening who have kids, you know what time of year it is. It's about time for everybody to go back to school. My kids are going back to school next week. They have one more week off. I have some friends whose kids went back to school last week. And then, of course, on the East Coast, some of you still have quite a few weeks left before that happens. You know, the summer schedules are very different. I think they're ready. My kids are ready. They wouldn't admit that they're ready, but, you know, everything's kind of winding down a little bit. My daughter is back into her dance schedule. My son has soccer starts up again next week. And he's actually been, you know, since we last talked, he's been working out, believe it or not, 13 years old, been starting to work out, and I've been doing that with him, and it's been a lot of fun to do that, and just a joy to see him work his ass off. So that's been a good time as well. But I want to talk to you about professional wrestling, because that's what this whole thing is about. And on this edition of Driving with DeMarco, there's one particular wrestler that I want to talk about, because his name started coming up lately. Now, he was a bigger name, at least in the world, going back a little bit, going back a couple of years. And his name was largely put on the map for American fans and for a worldwide audience by Lucha Underground. And that is none other than Pentagon Jr. And the reason why I want to bring him up is because I did a little, I want to see how old he was. He's 34 years old, and he's in AEW, which I think is a good place for him to be, at least in the U.S. And he's largely working with his brother. The Lucha Bros in a tag team, and they've had, you know, their matches with the Young Bucks, and they're going to have the ladder match at All Out. I don't quite know what that's for, if it's going to be for the AAA tag team championships. I don't know, but they are kind of working that tag team and pushing it all together. Now, the one thing about AEW is, yeah, they're pushing tag team wrestling, but you're in the company with the Young Bucks. And as long as the Young Bucks are there, I don't think any other tag team is going to have the opportunity to really ascend. You're going to ascend to lose to the Young Bucks is what I think is going to happen, at least for a little bit. Because there's that element of AEW that you've seen a lot of indie companies where wrestlers don't like how they're being used, so they just start their own thing. And their own thing usually doesn't last because they're not businessmen or business people, business women. They're wrestlers. And so they are business people, but they're business people in their own personal business, not in running the overall business for everyone else. Now, there are some exceptions to that rule, and I think that most of those exceptions were started by wrestlers because they wanted to put out a better product and a better company, not because they wanted to be booked better. In my opinion, the ones where people want to be booked better, those are the ones that don't work out so well. So, anyway, fast forward or bringing it on back to Pentagon Jr. So, Pentagon and Phoenix being involved with the Young Bucks is fine. We've seen that match a million times already. Every Young Bucks match is kind of the same, which is annoying. But Pentagon Jr., his matches aren't the same. Usually, the sum is greater than the parts. Basically, the sum is greater, or the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. I don't know. Usually, when you put two guys together, they can excel as a tag team. Look, the Revival. Neither one of those guys is going to excel as a singles wrestler. But as a tag team, they're the best in the world. Same with the Usos, although maybe one of those Usos will get a shot soon and work in singles. Who knows? But Pentagon and Phoenix, I believe, are actually better off not being a tag team. And the only reason that they're really utilized as a tag team so heavily is because they're brothers. Now, they're a good tag team. They're a great tag team. You could even include them as one of the best tag teams in the world. Far better than the Young Bucks, in my opinion. But solo, those guys are fantastic. Those guys are two of the best individual performers anywhere on the planet right now. And Pentagon Jr. could literally be considered one of the best professional wrestlers in the world. And when I say professional wrestlers, that means in ring, on the microphone, his look, his charisma, his it factor, his drawing power, his box office potential. All of it's there for Pentagon Jr. And I really wish WWE would grab a hold of this guy. He kind of goes against what you need to get over in this day and age, because he's a lot of gimmick to him. Lots of, lots of stuff going on. And usually, for someone to excel, you got to strip a lot of that away. And that's not what you've done with Pentagon Jr., but it works for him, and it works for the crowds. He doesn't speak the best English in the world, and it doesn't matter. And that's a testament to just how charismatic he is. But I think AEW is missing the boat in pushing him as a tag team wrestler. And I hope that after All Out, that we can see Pentagon and Phoenix split up, not in a feud, although that would be entertaining as well, but let those guys work singles, especially Pentagon Jr. We all know that the AEW World Champion will be crowned All Out. It'll be Chris Jericho versus Hangman Adam Page. We all expect Jericho to win. I wouldn't be shocked if Page won, but I think it would be a bad decision. You put your belt on the biggest star you have when you're starting a new company, and that's Chris Jericho. No offense to Jon Moxley, but Jericho's the guy in AEW, and I think he's the one who you put the title on. But he needs someone to feud with, and I think that someone is Pentagon Jr. There's, believe it or not, there's actually a built-in story there, because at All In last August, or last September, Chris Jericho showed up dressed as Pentagon Jr. to attack Kenny Omega and set up their match that took place at Wrestle Kingdom. So I believe that you could easily play on that and build a hell of an entertaining feud for Pentagon. If Hangman Page were to win, Pentagon, again, could be the one to really get him to the next level. But I think that Pentagon Jr. is wasted as a tag team wrestler. I don't know if there's any injuries or physical limitations that necessitate that, but let's get that shit cleared up so he can go work solo. But that's someone I wanted to keep our eye on here on Driving with DeMarco and at the Chair Shot in general. What can we do with Pentagon Jr. to really get him to the next level as a solo star? Because to me, Pentagon Jr. is where it's at. Pentagon Jr. is the guy that you need to build around, the guy that I think can do a great job.
In 5 miles, exit onto exit 153, State Route 1.
What's funny is I don't even use that exit. This is Driving with DeMarco, by the way. This is where we're driving. I talk to you about traffic sometimes, and we have the GPS lady. I turned her down because the exit, I never use that exit, but yet she always tells me to go that way, and she doesn't stop, so she's, you know, I got another wife. I got several wives, actually. I have one legal, legitimate wife, and the rest are just jokes and names and that sort of thing. But before anybody goes a little crazy and I get an email or two, which I probably will, Pentagon Jr. has an opportunity to be the guy, and I really hope he gets that opportunity to be the guy. Real quick, just want to encourage all of you to head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, pick up your shirt. I want to thank you for your support of the Chair Shot. You know, it's been a crazy summer. We've just been through a lot of things as we stopped doing news, and with that comes a lot of changes in volume. You know, this business is very cyclical in nature, the wrestling business, and the coverage of wrestling follows suit. And we're really starting a new cycle up. I mean, we're headed towards, you know, the Heyman and Bischoff eras of Raw and SmackDown, respectively. AEW is getting ready to debut on television. We've got the second largest WWE event of the year, changes to the network. Wrestling is everywhere, and wrestling is ramping up like absolute craziness. So it's going to be fun to follow that along over the Chair Shot. If you're listening to this, and if you are, I thank you. If you want to write for the Chair Shot, we are going to be opening that up again. We are looking for opinion, almost like blog-style columnists. And what I'm talking about, and I haven't even put this on the site yet, but we're looking for quick reactions. So basically, we want to have a good portion of our content on Tuesday be reaction to Raw. Shorter format than what we've seen in the past, 300-400-word reactionary pieces to Raw, then the same to SmackDown, then the same to NXT, and the same to AEW, and just roll it on forward. Now, we're still going to have the same coverage like Stephen Mitchell. We're still going to have the same coverage in New Japan that Andrew has really been spearheading in recent weeks with the G1. You got to check that out. But we're still going to have all the podcasts, but that's what I want to add. I want to add that short-form, quick Twitch reactionary pieces. I'm going to start doing some of those myself as well. So, and as well as some reactionary pieces to the news. We're not a news site, we're an opinion site, but I think there's some opportunity for us to do the opinion on the news and spread that a little bit as well. So hit me up. GregDeMarco@thechairshot.com is the best way to do that. You can also write to me on social media @ChairShotGreg. I don't know what the afternoon topic is going to bring. We'll find out here shortly, or even if there is an afternoon topic. We are legitimately playing it by ear, but we're going to make this thing happen. All in all, though, I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for reading. I want to thank you for sharing. Thank you for wearing if you have a Chair Shot t-shirt. And just thank you for being a part of this little movement here that we call the Chair Shot. I'll talk to you later this afternoon. And remember to always use your head.